Okay, welcome friends. Mike Adams here. I've got another great interview for you here today with an up-and-coming channel on Brighteon.com, channel that's getting a lot of attention by really asking big questions, challenging the narrative, and putting the truth out there. Channel name is Dr. Patriot, and he's on Brighteon, he's on Rumble, he's on BitChute, and on Telegram. It's called Dr. Patriot Club. We'll tell you how you can subscribe to that in a minute. And Doc joins us now for an interview to kind of introduce what he's all about. Hey, Doc, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, thank you for being willing to join me late in the evening here and so on. And I just appreciate the fact that you are uncensored, which is what our platform is all about. So tell us, please, if you would, like what's your focus? What's your philosophy? What are you trying to do with the pretty amazing content, kind of bold content that you're posting? What's behind it all?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, it goes back to, if we're being honest, it goes back to the whole aliens thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a, I can't say a kid, but when I was younger, I always believed in, you know, aliens and stuff like this. And then my world was shattered back in maybe 2015, when I realized that, in fact, what we think of as aliens are actually demons. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So since then, I've always been on a quest, you could call it, for truth. You know what I mean? I just wanted to know the truth about everything I possibly could. And somewhere in 2018, it took a very dangerous road, I would say, into politics.
Ooh.
And that's where I realized how full of, you know what, the whole political system is and how corrupt and broken.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, nothing is going to stop me. It started in early 2020 from getting out there and telling people the truth, bringing people the stories that the mainstream media is either outright lying about or deliberately not telling you.
So, and just let me interject. I'm sorry to interrupt so early, but some of your videos talk about child trafficking. You expose the pedophiles. You expose the vaccine babies or pandemic babies, as you call them, like a satanic hybrids and things like that. I mean, you really go deep down the rabbit hole.
Because no one else is going to. I mean, I know, you know, brave souls like you and many others. I would say Alex Jones too. We're not afraid to say these things. You know what I mean? There's what I've noticed was, Mike, that there's so many people, especially on YouTube, that's so afraid to get their channel removed.
Oh, I know. It's so obvious. I hate it.
Right. I've been removed from YouTube 7 times. 7 times. And the first time, I'm not going to lie, it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt. You know, all those people that just vanished. And I just started over again. And now I kind of just use YouTube, you know, for whatever I need it for. I usually upload videos on Brighteon, Rumble, and BitChute, all Dr. Patriot, and those places also, because those are the only platforms that doesn't have what you could call a Big Brother AI system that's listening to everything you're saying. You know, if there's a song, it's not saying, wait a minute, is this song copyright? You know what I mean? And if so, they'll just pull it down. And I don't know. It's just, you know, these people that just sit on the fence, they'll mention, you know, child trafficking. They'll mention the pedophilia, but that's all they'll do. They'll just mention it. They're afraid to name names. They're afraid to talk about, you know, what actually happens, what goes on, the demonic sacrificing of our children.
I'm really glad you mentioned this, because I've noticed this phenomenon too, where there are channels that I have watched over the years on YouTube, and with many of them, not all, but many, they have become so watered down and just kind of mainstream, almost snowflakian, I would say, where they refuse to say anything controversial. And it's like, what's the point? If you're just going to say whatever is acceptable to the mainstream narrative, then why bother making a video at all? Right?
Right. But Mike, the thing is, it's disgusting. It's like, this is the way I look at it. You are selling out your soul rather than actually tell the truth.
Right.
You're just thinking of keeping that income stream coming in.
That's I don't care what anybody says. They're just like, got to have the paycheck, and they censor themselves and they won't go down a whole lot of rabbit holes.
Right, right, right. I'll tell you a quick funny story. There was a gentleman once on BitChute left a comment for me. And this is when I was, I can't say I was doing it because, you know, if you even said vaccine on YouTube, you got pulled down. Right. So I just made up a, you know, a code for it. I just said, you know, hey, man, you know, these people that partied with Fauci, as in, you know, that got vaccinated. And the gentleman said in the comment, he said, I can't watch you anymore. You are censoring yourself. I can't watch you anymore. And at the time, you know, I was like, man, you know, people are going to say what they want to say. About a week later, I said, hey, man, that guy was right. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, yeah, either I'm going to tell the truth or, you know what, YouTube? Great. You've been around forever, but this is where we part ways.
Well, you know what I love YouTube for is when I have a plumbing problem and I'm like, okay, how do I use this plumbing tool? I go to YouTube because that's the best place to find all the plumbing videos or whatever, you know, like fixing your diesel engine or that's for me, YouTube is like a how-to library, but I don't go.
Right. And
go ahead.
No. You're 100% right. I went to YouTube. This just popped into my head. I went to YouTube this morning to see how to make homemade fried chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but let's just say that I ended up eating steak instead because that was a disaster. Oh. But like, remember back in the days, Mike, when you would like, I don't know, let's say if you were looking for some sort of truth anywhere, you know, like, oh, man, it could be anything, you know, Kennedy assassination, and YouTube used to be the place to do it.
Yeah, it used to be.
And now... I don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I go to Brighteon. I go to BitChute. And Rumble is starting to get a little commercial too, but they've never taken down any of my shows. But I don't go there for information anymore. Oh, by the way, Mike, there's something else I didn't tell you. Another bone that I have to pick with you. You got one of my channels taken down, Mike.
how did I do that?
I played Vaccine Zombie in the intro. And I didn't delete it right afterwards.
Was that on YouTube?
It was on YouTube. Oh, I already had 2 strikes on that channel.
I'm sorry. So I was the 3rd strike.
I don't care. I had two other backups. I didn't care.
That's funny.
But that song is awesome. Did you write that thing yourself?
Yeah, I wrote the song. Yeah. Yeah, that was many years ago.
Right. But how did you know?
Dude, like if you read the lyrics of Vaccine Zombie, you know that it's 100% now today what's happening.
I know every word to that song. Well, my kids were getting mad because I was playing it every time we went out.
Well, I saw it coming. That's all I can say. Look, I was many years ahead of the pandemic thing that now you know, like half the country is red pilled on it. But back 8 years ago, it was super fringe to say that vaccines were killing people. You know, but now it's acceptable to half the country because they see it. They say, oh, yeah, people are dying all around us, you know.
Yeah.
But I saw it coming. I'm sorry. I got you banned.
No. I'm totally busting your chops. Every time they take down a channel, you know, I take a victory lap. I'm like, ah, too much truth for you guys. Huh? Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Doc, because, see, you're on Rumble and I've been watching Rumble and I'm wondering. How well Rumble is going to be censorship resistant. And I think that your content is a really good litmus test because, again, you ask the big questions. You go there. And if Rumble starts banning anybody, I would think it would be you, right? And the fact – no, seriously. And the fact that they're not banning you is actually – that's like thumbs up for Rumble. That means that they are supporting free speech. So as long as you're not banned on Rumble, I think Rumble is free speech.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I didn't even know. It's funny you mentioned that. I didn't even know that Rumble had a strike system similar to YouTube.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I had no idea. And obviously, I've never received any strikes. But yes, I think I couldn't have said it better than you did. if anyone is to get banned, it is absolutely me.
Right, right. But that's, see, now that you're not banned there, we know that you're safe there, or at least free speech is safe. Now, I hope Rumble sticks with free speech, but again, they're kind of, you know, they have investors and they have a board of directors and so on. So I hope they stick to their principles on that, but we'll just have to, you know, watch and see.
Right, right. I don't know if you saw, they just did a whole new upgrade. So now when you go to Rumble, it actually looks like YouTube.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Yeah, they changed the whole format, you know, like the video plays, you know, off to the left, and you have a bunch of other suggested videos, you know, on the right, just like YouTube. Right. And that's when I start getting nervous. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you guys like going to the commercial way? Because if so, I don't think I'm going to be on Rumble for too long.
Well, the thing that I often witness in this industry is that the original founders of something are great. And then what often happens, and I'm not saying this about Rumble in particular, but with lots of companies, is when they then sell it, right? Then the new buyer takes it over and they're like, well, we need Procter & Gamble to advertise here, so we have to ban everybody, right?
Right.
Or we need Pfizer, you know, sponsored by Pfizer.
As soon as you see Pfizer, I'm gone.
Yeah, in fact, Pfizer is banned from Brighteon as a sponsor. I just want to be clear that I don't ban content. I ban certain advertisers, such as Pfizer.
that's actually extremely admirable of you because – you know, if you were making under the table deals with these murderers, I'd be disappointed.
No, I'd but, be going to hell if I did that. Are you kidding me? You know, you got to hold the line, man, or you're bad things are going to happen after this life.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. In fact, you were one of the first. No, I think you were the first and only one that gave me a Brighteon affiliate link.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I must be doing something right.
Well, that's why I'm interviewing you right now, because again, you are exercising free speech in the way it needs to be exercised. And I just want to be clear, it doesn't mean that every person listening to this interview is going to agree with everything you say or I say. They don't have to. It's about your right to say it. You know,
exactly.
To say that the pandemic babies are like satanic hybrids or future superhumans or you know, I'm reading some of your titles. It's your right to say it, man. Whether or not I agree or if anybody else agrees, it's your right to say it.
Right. But the whole, you know, pandemic babies, I think what they did was they vaccinated as many as they could. And I think they're secretly monitoring all of the babies that actually came to term.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a secret group somewhere within, maybe it's Pfizer, maybe it's the government. But in my opinion, both of them are synonymous at this point. And I think they're watching these kids.
And what's their plan with these kids?
Let's see, what the hell they're going to grow up to? Listen, somebody said on my live stream the other night, they said, man, these things are going to be super soldiers. They're walking at 2 months old. What the hell? Then what is he going to be doing at 10? You know, we don't know what the plan is. Maybe they're trying to build some type of, you know, satanic army.
You know what's interesting? Knows? China was actually running bioengineering super soldier experiments with human hybrids. I mean, that's well known. And then China's involved in the SARS-CoV-2 research as well. I mean, you might be onto something.
Yeah, well, these things, they hit me sometimes, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, am I the only one connecting these dots here?
Well, a lot of people just won't go anywhere that it's not comfortable, you know, because their world can get shattered, and then, they have a psychological break or something.
But here's the thing, Mike. We actually, again, we were just talking about that on the live stream a couple days ago. I don't understand, like, okay, granted, you know, I have family back in New York City where I'm from. If any of them knew what I knew, there's a good chance that maybe some of the elderly wouldn't, you know, take it too well.
Right.
I have a brother, you know, vaccinated, triple boosted, him and his wife. And guess what happened right after that? They had a baby. Uh-huh. And that's something my wife had to remind me of right after I did that show that you know, you just mentioned. My wife looked at me and said, you have to remember your brother has a pandemic baby too.
Interesting. Right.
So I start making small talk with him like, yeah, so how's the baby doing? She doing anything unusually intelligent?
Well, that's, I mean, you know, yeah, that is really interesting stuff. But can I ask you about aliens here for a second?
Sure.
Do you believe that aliens are involved in the effort to exterminate humanity right now? Or demons?
Demons, yes. I think it all goes back to God, our creator. It all goes back to God. And one thing we mentioned on my show the other day, I had to explain to everyone. I said, because, you know, when you think of the evil things that they do to us, who would ever do something like this to a group of people?
I know. It's like they can't be human, you know, or something.
Right. And the solution that I came up with, Mike, I said, the reason why they hate us so much is because God loves us so mm-hmm. much. You understand what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, remember the fallen angels and Lucifer's jealous of God and jealous of our love with God and God's love to us. There's jealousy.
Right. Right. And absolutely hates us and has been, you know, trying to destroy us since the Garden of Eden. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it just seems like, here's the thing. You know, I think that it has been accelerated, like literally pedal to the metal, I would say around 2019, because they already knew that they had the stolen election in the bag, you know, to get Trump out. And then once they got him out, you know, they went crazy.
Yeah, they did.
They went right. crazy. Could you imagine telling somebody that? Hey, Mike, I don't know what this is going to do to you, but if you do not take this injection, your job that you've been at for 15, 16 years, yeah, you don't have it anymore. You're fired.
Yeah.
Just being put in that position. How diabolical do you have to be to do that to someone?
Well, in fact, it was only just today that the Pentagon backed off of the vaccine mandate for soldiers. I mean, think about it. How far into this we are. How many soldiers have been inoculated, injected, you know, transhumanized in some way? And only now they say, okay, well, you don't have to. Well,
no, I think it's because they hit their numbers.
Probably so. Yeah.
And also, I believe, I don't know, I think I saw you on Alex Jones one day. I think that you and I both agree on the fact that they made the vaccine, the bioweapon, where it could jump if you spend a significant amount of time with a vaccinated person.
There's no question. We're getting a lot of reports. In fact, I haven't even yet made this public, but we're getting many reports from a certain group that we're going to cover later that clots are forming in the bodies of unvaccinated people who have been around yeah. vaccinated people.
Right.
And it's getting worse.
I saw that. I heard about it, but that isn't that the first thing that goes through your head? Well, he's not vaccinated. So how, you know, how the hell does he have these clots?
Right.
Well, his wife is. They sleep in the same bed every night.
Right.
Oh, okay. Great. So when you said now the military starts to back off, it's because they hit their number and they know that it's just going to jump now.
Yeah.
This is I Am Legend, World War Z, what is it? 1984. This is all of them wrapped up in one.
No, you're nailing it. I Am Legend, it was almost a perfect description of where we are now, because as you recall in that yeah. movie, it was a cancer cure that they claimed had a 100% cure rate, right? And then they injected everybody with it. And then something went wrong and people became non-human.
Do you think that these are only, you think there's a couple guys in a room coming up with this stuff, Mike?
No, it's way bigger.
No. They're like, all right, listen, you know, God says that we have to tell these stupid humans what we're going to do before we do it. And if they don't push back, then we're allowed to do it. Because you know that that's how it yes. works. That's why they have to put all the signature in your head. Mm-hmm. But hang on, let's jump to World War Z for a second. I don't know if you put this one together. In World War Z, there was this crazy, whatever you want to call it, pandemic, virus, whatever, mm-hmm. right? But listen to this. In order to get cured, you had to inject yourself with a poison in order to not die, not have the things eat you.
Oh, right, right. Because then the zombies...
They can't see you because you're sick.
Because you're sick. Exactly.
You ever thought about that and said, wait a minute. Hang on, man. I've seen this already.
Wow. No, I hadn't
thought
about that.
So all the people who lived were the people that all got the shot.
Uh-huh.
Predictive programming. Yeah. Put it in a movie. If you want to live, you better get this shot, man. You know, all these unvaccinated people, they're dying. Hey, Don Lemon, what are the real numbers? Yeah, we had about 2 million vaccinated people die today. Okay, we can't report that. all right, guys. Totally. Yeah, but that's what's going on. And they've become so brazen. It's like they're not even trying to hide it
anymore. So true. They're not. No, they're out in the open now.
Yeah. Right, but one thing I will add, Mike. They will not be able to contain this thing forever.
I agree with you.
And that's the part that scares me.
Yeah.
Because if they cannot contain something, they need a very, very, very big distraction.
Mm-hmm. And
what's that distraction? What, war? Yeah,
World War III. Could be. Or financial collapse or... faked alien invasion, right? The cosmic false flag,
right?
Could
exactly
be like that.
Yep. Just don't look here. Look here, and whenever here's another thing I tell all my subscribers: whenever you see something is making headline news, like for what's the guy's name that just collapsed on the football field?
Hamlin.
Yeah. Whenever you see that's getting news, like damn, they're internationally. It's not just a player getting hurt, okay? I don't know if you believe in the whole numbers thing, because the numbers always show up. If you've seen a picture of them supposedly praying over him while they were doing CPR, there was 333 right in back of him.
Hmm. No, I didn't you know notice what I mean? That. But I know that the globalists, they use numbers patterns to communicate with each other to say that we did this.
Right. Right. Do you remember the phony New York City subway shooting? Remember some black guy just goes crazy?
Totally.
Remember how phony that was? I forgot. I think it was 23rd Street it happened. But the person that was filming made sure, because I'm sure you've been in New York, but I don't know if you've ever been on a subway.
Yeah, I've been on subways in New York. Yeah, sure.
Right. So you'd know like the number of the station will be like on those, you know, steel, you know, pillars mm-hmm. that they have down there. And the camera for about 1 second held still three pillars, all reading 23, 23, 23. That's 666. You understand
two times
what I mean?
Three.
Right.
And then three in a row.
Uh-huh. Right. So that's how you know that it's absolute garbage.
Uh-huh.
And another thing a lot of people don't understand, for example, about that Miami. Remember the Miami shooting?
The gay bar?
I think it was the gay bar.
Orlando?
Yeah. Now, I used to be an actor. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
They could... Yeah. I actually left as soon as somebody made a very inappropriate joke about my very young daughter.
Oh.
I said either I'm gonna kill this guy in here or I'm gonna walk away. And I said, let me just walk away. But what they'll do is they'll hire a bunch of what would you call them? Extras, you know, like movie extras.
Sure.
And they'll do these things in advance. So like let's say that Miami thing, they could have filmed that the year before. Mm-hmm. And just told everyone in the area that it's just a movie, you know, like a movie being filmed.
Right.
And then when they need it, all they have to do is just go to the archive and say, all right, let's use this one. And, you know, just say, all right, this is what happened. Remember, just push the AR-15. You got to get rid of it. This is why it's bad. you know?
Right. And then a script is rolled out to all the media. Read this script, say these things. These are the talking points.
Yeah. You mean the CIA agents within the media.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. It's disgusting. It's disgusting how this world that we live in. And you know what? Every single thing that has been told to us has been a lie.
Oh, I completely agree. And I keep discovering that more and more lies about history. And it becomes this giant Truman Show. You're like, we are really living in a Truman Show.
Hey, but guess what? They rubbed that one in our face, didn't they, Mike? By creating a movie called The Truman Show.
Well, you know? I know, but if you view it in the right way, it can be kind of an awakening experience to realize how that character was so manipulated by the artificial world, right? And remember how they created a crisis to stop him from leaving the island. Oh, there's a radiation spill on the bridge. You can't cross the bridge, right? Same thing that they do to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by the way, Mike, you cannot go to Antarctica. Well, why not? Well, honestly, we don't know. We just know you can't go there.
Yeah.
Really?
No. I hear you, and I've heard a lot of stories and attempts to go there, and not a destination that you can choose, it turns out, unless you're running the military.
Right. Yeah, but that's the thing, Mike. I don't know if you some two guys when you know like a little no, I think in Florida they call those go fast boats, but it was like you know one of those boats with a motor on it.
Yeah.
And they were heading towards Antarctica, and there was what do they call those? The Navy, the destroyer ships, gigantic ship, and they were looking at them. And I think eventually they flagged them down, like, "Hey, where the hell do you guys think you're going? Like, if nothing's down there, then why do you have these war machines down there protecting it?"
Yeah,
I thought there was nothing going on.
Yeah, interesting.
Liars.
Well, you know. Ancient maps also show that there is a massive continent that used to be exposed because the oceans used to be lower, you know, like more than 12,000 years ago. And there was this massive continent that some people, I should say, believe has now been inundated with ocean water. But there was a lot of ancient civilization, you know, artifacts and things there that... One of the theories is they don't want people looking at that because they had ancient tech on how to build these megaliths and monuments and maybe even anti-gravity tech for moving these large boulders and things like that. What do you think about that theory?
I think that's only scratching the surface because I think there are several gigantic land masses, you know, In the unknown world, I call it, right? But here's the thing. You're wrong. 12,000 years ago. No, Mike, you're wrong because there was someone who found those land masses.
Is that the ancient map of, I forgot the name. But no, you go ahead.
No. It was just a massive landmass that she reported. And they made sure that after she reported it, she never came back.
Who
I'm talking about.
No.
Amelia Earhart.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't 12,000 years ago. I mean, that was recent.
Yeah, no. That's what I said. But as recently as Amelia Earhart.
Right. No, she, yeah.
Because remember,
she was lost
she
forever
came back
after
and
the plane. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't crash. There was a picture of her after they rescued her. But of course, you know, with the evil, I'm not going to say that, but the evil people within our government, pretty much said, "Hey, man, she can't come back to tell this story. I don't care what you have to do. Just get rid of her."
Right. Not allowed,
you know,
to question the narrative of history.
Right. And where we live, because we have no idea, you know, why God put us here. But, you know, with all the me personally, I think God put everything that we needed here already.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? From the soil, like in the summertime, we'll go grounding. I don't know. You ever tried that?
Yeah, sure. And we've written about it too.
Oh man, yeah. It's awesome. You should see us. We look like I don't know, like a Native American tribe. I'll be like, "Come on, let's go to the store," and everybody just walks out the house barefoot.
Yeah. Well, you know, contact with the earth. I mean, I have my hands in the dirt a lot, on my ranch doing different kinds of things, different projects, and working with animals, things like that. So I don't walk around barefoot, but I am in contact with the earth a lot, really close to nature.
Yeah, well, that's very important, because everything that we needed, God put here for
us.
I
agree.
And everything synthetic, for example, you know, big pharma, pharmakia is what I call it, because you know about
sorcery,
pharmakia.
Man.
Yeah, all that stuff. You can't tell me that God already gave us, you know, natural herbs and stuff that could heal us. But no, we want you to take this thing. Well, how'd you make it? Where'd you get it from? Don't ask any questions, you bigot. Just take
it. Right. No, the plants provided by Mother Nature and God are already synthesizing the molecules that we need. And that's happening for free all around us all the time. Now, I'm sorry to kind of interrupt here, because this is starting to get even more interesting, but we got to wrap it up for today. However,
okay.
I'd love to talk to you more about these topics. I don't want anybody listening to say, oh, they were just getting going, and then, you know, Mike shut it down. What was he afraid he was going to say? No, it's not that. This is
introduction. No. I don't think you would ever do that.
No, I would never do that. This is an introduction to introduce you and your channel to our audiences. And the channel is called Dr. Patriot. And that's all one word. And you can find Dr. Patriot on Brightown.com and also Rumble and Telegram. Oh, tell people how they can subscribe to you on Telegram.
Okay. Well, Telegram is where I do all my live streams. Mike, you would not like them, because sometimes they could go for about 10 hours. But it's called Dr. Patriot Club. But if you look that up on Telegram, you're not going to find it. So you have to go to Telegram and type in at Patriot Club Bot. And
B-O-T.
You have to become Bot, B-O-T, yeah. Correct.
Okay. Patriot Club Bot.
Patriot Club Bot. Right. And that's how you become a member. And that's how you get in on all the live streams. I've never heard of anyone doing live streams the way I do it. Everyone has a voice. You know, anyone could ask questions. It's kind of like what Mike and I are doing right now, you know, but just with a very, you know, abundance of very dark information that a lot of people wouldn't touch.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. But I think it's important that we dig into the reality of what's going on out there. And folks, what the globalists are doing and what the demons are doing is darker than any horror scene that you can imagine. And, you know, I just want to say that on the record. And
right. Well, Mike, can I just say one more thing?
Go ahead,
last thing, I promise.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
With a plan this diabolical, it could not have come from man. What's happening to us right now, it could not have come from man or even a group of men.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you.
It's all satanic in nature. That's it. That's all I want to say.
I'll just share with you one reason why I can't even cover much of that stuff is because it's too dark. It's too disturbing. Like I don't like to watch horror movies because I don't need to be freaked out by fiction when the real world is already so horrifying. But I can't dwell psychologically on what they're doing to children. I can't handle it. So there are others who can go deeper into that. And you're one of those people who can cover it more, but I can only handle just the surface of that. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, quick disclosure. I don't look, you know, let's say if I find a video, a very disturbing video about some things happening to children that I feel my audience needs to see, I'll only watch maybe 5-6 seconds of it. And I tell everybody, hey, listen, viewer discretion is advised, you know, but you're right. Because when I was younger, I used to love horror movies. I don't watch them anymore.
Me neither.
You know,
there's no need for that. There's already too much horrifying stuff. I'm glad that you're digging into this and trying to warn people about it, because we need to keep our children safe. We need parents to be aware. We need law enforcement to be aware. But most of all, we the people need to understand that there's a predatory war against children that's taking place right now. And if you don't realize that, then how do you fight back? How do you defend the children? You know?
Right. And what a lot of people don't understand is this whole war right now, especially with the sexualization of our mm-hmm. kids right now are the primary target.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And it's sick. It's sick. It's twisted. And they're preying on, you know, undeveloped minds, because you don't have full maturity. Even at age 18, you're not fully mature yet.
So right.
Targeting.
Right. Mike, if you have a chance, you're so busy. But I would say that video that I put up, the second one, Demonic Satanic Agenda, you might want to check that one out.
Which one is it? It's on your channel?
That's the last one. It's the last one that I posted.
The Demonic Transgender Agenda.
Correct.
Okay. I see that. I'll check that out. That's 13 minutes in duration. I'll check it out. It's going to be horrifying.
No. It's more words than it is horrifying what she says, but it's a message. It's a very deep message in there. I would advise anyone, especially if you have children, you need to watch that video.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And that's on Brighteon.com as well as Rumble and
correct. Yeah. Now, all my videos go up on Brighteon first, and I'm not kissing your butt, but I do.
Well, no, thanks for mentioning that. And we, you know, we want the warning to get out there. So keep doing what you're doing. Sound the alarm. Spread the truth. We built this platform so that we can express free speech, and we have to expose these crimes against children. That's the only way we stop it. Or even try to stop it. Not that we're ever going to completely stop it, because it's been going on throughout history, but right. At least we got to get it out into the open now and help save as many children as we can. That's all we can do.
Absolutely. I'm doing my part.
Yeah, you are.
And so are you, Mike. So
we are indeed.
Great job.
Well, Doc, look, it's, even though the topic has been a little dark, it's been really fascinating and great to be able to speak to you. And I just want to encourage you, you know, keep doing what you're doing. We're your allies in this. You know, we'll protect your freedom of speech. We're not going to have sponsored by Pfizer. we don't have investors writing us $1 billion checks here, you know, sell it out and then we'll censor. Nope, we don't do that. Not interested. So you're safe on this platform. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Awesome, Mike. Thank you. Thank you again for the invitation.
Well, absolutely. Have a great evening. And for those of you listening, you can also repost this if you wish on your own channels and your own platforms. Just give credit to Dr. Patriot on Brighteon.com. And I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And thank you for listening. Take care.